Poetry by young Hartford area writers is currently reaching a wider readership on a CT transit bus. Connecticut Public Radio's Ray Hardman has more on this moving piece of public art.
The poetry bus will inspire passengers for the next few weeks with excerpts of poems written by students who participate in creative writing classes at the Charter Oak Cultural Center's Youth Arts Institute. The poems form a graphic display on the outside of the bus. Charter Oak teaching artist Melanie Farinello came up with the idea.
For the poems that we used on the bus, the prompt was from a poem about Frederick Douglass, a tribute poem about Frederick Douglass. So we studied Frederick Douglass and then read the poem by Robert Hayden, and then they wrote in response to that poem.
Farinello says the younger students worked collectively, while the older students submitted individual poems to be displayed on CT Transit Bus number 1732. The poetry touches on the themes of freedom, peace, and justice, like this excerpt read by Farinello.
Of non-bias, where you don't look at someone and play a guessing game with their life. Of freedom, where we can walk with our heads held high. Age 13 years old. You know, it's beautiful, it's deep, it's thoughtful, and it's relevant.
Susan Mazur is the director of the Youth Arts Institute. She says after a rough COVID year, the poetry bus was the perfect project for the students.
Because it was a way to make our kids shine and to let them know that their voices count and that they're heard.
The poetry bus will be running routes in the area for 4 weeks. The students' full poems can be read at poetryonthestreets.com. Ray Hardman, Connecticut Public Radio.